Makes sense.
Great morning, my friends. Today, we're going to make sense of what I call the jacuzzi experience. And that's about how we can shift from this comfortable jacuzzi experience to one that is pivotal, where your goals and dreams of 2024 actually become your reality. Just want to share something with you quickly that might be off topic, but it's relevant. I'm coming to you today in this episode because I want to make it as authentic and real as possible. Very, very sick, meaning under the weather. I'm congested and just probably, you know, experiencing some sort of flu or something like that. The reason why I'm sharing that with you is it's an interesting conundrum that we have. One of the things that I like to arm people with in this podcast is how to handle adversity with grace. You know, I think our biggest challenge in life is just to simply follow through, to say you're going to do something and then do it. So what's interesting about this thing called getting sick, it's fascinating to look at how when we get sick, we can create what I call a hall pass. And what that means is we get in this conversation with ourselves and it's attached to everything. We're going to talk about deeper and deeper. We're going to talk about how we have this operating system and it's been programmed by others. And that's coming up in, I believe, the next episode. I'm sick. And what the discussion going on in my mind, the thing that's making me go, is should I work today? Should I follow through with what I said I was going to do? Do I have to? I mean, McDonald's itself says you deserve a break today. So technically, according to McDonald's, I don't. I deserve a break today. Why am I sick? Am I overworked? You know, all of these things are running on. And, you know, this is the discussion in my brain. Part of me says, hey, why don't I just take it easy today and rest fully? Another part of me is saying, well, why don't I just do the base minimum so I don't lose momentum? But another part of my brain, the one that just listened to David Goggins, is saying, hey, this is your opportunity to fight through it, you know, embrace the suck, push through it. That's where growth takes place, in the uncomfortable zone, right? So we're constantly battling with that. My observation is that the world typically takes the hall pass and excuses them. You know, that's what an excuse is. It's something that excuses you from responsibility. The road less traveled would be to either maintain some level of action and then rest, or just fight through it, like David Goggins. So once you've made that decision, another thing that's fascinating is then those that are around you, once they find out you're sick, they'll come in and support these thoughts that are in your mind. Because remember, the thoughts that you're having in your mind most likely are happening in other people's minds. You know, people say, hey, you got to take a break. You've been working too hard. Like, people come in and try to save you. I'm here today operating at, I would say, about a 5 out of 10, 10 being like my best, you know, all in. And the reason why I share this story with you is because it's those that never go from a 10 to a 0 and they maintain a 5, no matter what, that end up winning. There's a lesson for you. So let's talk about this jacuzzi experience. So my intention for this particular episode is to help you flip a switch in your sense-making machine. So the unknown, that's what we don't know, becomes known. Remember, whatever it is that you know is called the known, the comfortable known. But we're going to flip a switch in our sense-making machines so that the unknown becomes part of the known. Interesting about that is once something becomes part of the known, it's no longer unknown, and you have the choice to seek out some more unknown. So this conversation is about breaking free from this comfortable, as I call it, jacuzzi experience and moving into this radical, high-leveraging, pivotal experience where you actually start to win. And it's an important topic, and it's an important language that you'll hear me use throughout the podcast. I'll always say, welcome to the jacuzzi experience. And if you look at things like personal growth events, I'm getting ready to go MC a personal growth event. It's called Creative Con. And all these people in the crowd are going to learn about podcasting and publishing and producing and all this stuff. And they're going to have this amazing jacuzzi experience because they're going to be there amongst all the people and everything's going to make sense while they're there. But will they actually go do something? So that's the difference between the jacuzzi experience and the pivotal experience. So I'm excited about this one. One thing I want you to know about this process is it's a partnership that we're doing here. It's a partnership between the both of us. And I mean you and I, everybody. We're going to first need to move that switch on the side of your head from right protection to right open. You know, that little switch that is on the side of SD cards. When I was young, it was floppy disks and A drive disks. But let's use an SD card. There's a little switch. When it's closed, what that means is it's write protected and the SD card is not open to any new information, write protected. However, when you flip it and it becomes open, it becomes once again per se vulnerable or open and welcoming to new information. We need to do something abnormal and extraordinary here. Extraordinary. Open ourselves to something new, and this means open ourselves to the fact that what we refer to as normal or our comfort zone may not be an accurate or efficient system for our decision making, our perceiving and decision making. Make sense? Okay, cool. So as we move along this journey together, it becomes increasingly important to establish some language and ground rules so that we can be on the same page. I think a lot of people miss that. I'm going to be using languages that you may or may not understand. But if you really do understand them, you'll be able to be in the pocket of learning. So that's why it's important. It's my greatest desire that you don't just learn something, some bitchin' breakthrough concepts, get all hopped up on motivation and belief and this idea of shifting into action and then do nothing about it. You see, I've actually let go a long time ago, and this was a tough move, but now I'm comfortable with it. It's part of my known. I've let go of the need to be right, and I no longer get off on this validation that my concepts and lessons are cool or even right. As a matter of fact, I welcome you and encourage you to not get tethered or attached to anything that I say. Make up your own mind. You should be listening to things, processing them, giving yourself some time, seeing if they're in connection and in support of your dreams, and then decide. You see, I have to let go of the need to be right, and I no longer get off on that validation that my concepts and lessons are cool. In fact, I don't even care much about how you get to your dream life. Now, don't take that the wrong way. I often wear shirts that say, breaking news, I don't care. What that means is I don't care about shit that doesn't matter. I only care about things that do. So I don't care how you get to your dream life and whether or not I play a role in assisting you. I do like the feeling of being useful and assisting because that's, I think, our greatest desire as humans, to make our time count and matter. I only care about results. I'm a results-driven person. I'm also not connected with the pace in which you move. Now, moving could be moving towards your goals and your dreams, but it could be you making the move of going from closed to open. Are you an open vessel or a closed vessel? I spent most of my life closed. And once I became open and curious and I accepted that maybe I didn't know everything and that everything that I had been learning and consuming was not necessarily correct, I became an open vessel. That pace that you move, it's based on your willingness to be open and curious about changing your old ways and the urgency that you've placed on making them now. You know, Martin Luther King, in one of his famous speeches, spoke about this thing called the fierce urgency of now. Ironically, it spells fun. What's funny about that is we all know what that means. There's this place where we go where there's no choice but to go. I guess I'm giving you a hall pass of sorts right there. If you're not ready, I understand, but I'm not attached to your pace. My goal is just to open a door for you, right? There's a gas pedal at your feet right now. Look down, you'll see it. That will accelerate your speed and velocity towards your dream life. However, it requires you to push your foot down on it. That's on you. So if whatever reason you are either not ready to push that pedal, or maybe you're fearing the crash associated with it, or not being able to handle the speed, that shows up in the O word called overwhelm. The value and urgency that you place on the destination is what's going to make you push that pedal down anyway, no matter what. And I think we've talked about that a little. So that's on you. Make sense? So my job is simply to show you the pedal and offer you the opportunity to remove some of the made-up excuses. That's right. Excuses, we very often think excuses come in like in a box. Now, they're made up when you've been using them to not push yourself forward and keep that pedal to the metal. That's what you've been using. That's your reason for not doing it. But remember, that's not your fault. And if you still pull out those excuses, I totally get it. I said before, I've spent most of my life making excuses till I realized that I didn't know how much life I had. Another discussion. But it's that program running inside of you, so it's not your fault. It's running inside of your head, your sense-making machine that's controlling that machine. It ain't gonna get you there, right? So consider your options here today. Just be open to that. So let's talk about some common concepts that come with that programming that you've received. If you are like most people today, chances are you experience what I refer to as program prompted illusions. And those are the things like motivation, self-belief, and timing, and how they're all prerequisites or precursors to following through. Sound familiar? So what I'm saying is those things like motivation, self-belief, the proper timing, those things are required to go after something. Now think about how many times you've used those as an excuse. That's proof that you've been indoctrinated and tethered to this idea that they're required for success. So I contend, and this is from experience myself and working with thousands of others, that concepts that tell us things like belief in self, motivation, and timing are nothing more than a contingency plan. And you didn't know this, but you were taught. A contingency plan, or perhaps an escape route that is put in place to prevent us from things like fear of failure or fear of overwhelm. So think about it. When you say that we don't believe in ourselves, right? We say, I don't believe in myself. Or you lacking motivation, deem that this is the wrong time to run at your goals. What you're doing is validating and justifying your decision to retreat. You're basically saying, here's why I'm not going to do it, from the responsibilities associated with forward progress. And here's what that means. Forward progress is in your hands. Nobody's coming to save you. And nobody has this magical elixir to help you with forward progress. Nothing is more powerful than action. So this is why I call those things a contingency or backup plan, perhaps an escape route, right? Because they're actually there to get you out of trouble. So they're dangerous. And here's the problem with those things. Things like motivation, things like self-belief and timing, they're all limited resources. And what I mean by that is, how many days out of 365 days a year do you wake up motivated and believing in yourself and feel that the timing is right? For me, I would say about 9, but I have a structure and a system to put myself in a place where I'll do it anyway. And that's what we're talking about. Moving from the jacuzzi experience of getting excited about doing something to actually doing it. Do you have these concepts written in your programming, in your operating system? Do you find yourself saying that you'll wait for a certain date to begin going after a certain goal? Perhaps January 1st seems to be a popular one. Maybe you excuse yourself from the work involved in reaching your goals by saying that there's just too much going on. Perhaps you shame yourself and claim that you're just not cut out for the job. Maybe even place the blame on another. It's not my fault. I can't do it because of them. I would totally do it, but I have too many responsibilities with my mom and my kids and work right now. It's not the right time. I'll go after this once things settle down. Do things ever settle down? You know what's funny about things settling down? Do you remember the last time things settled down and you were complaining that there wasn't enough going on? There's a lot of powerful factors at work here in the science of your belief system, and it goes way further and deeper down a rabbit hole than you think. In fact, right now, as we're talking, you may very well be taking a stand and protecting your particular scenario. Do you find yourself doing that right now? Justifying it as a unique situation that I don't understand. How could I understand? I'm just this guy doing this podcast. I don't know you. That truly does hold you back. We've got great excuses. Excuses are incredibly powerful, especially when you believe them to be valid with every fiber in your being. When we get into the program, that episode, you'll see where you learned to believe in those excuses. It's not your fault. You were given them. You didn't make those up out of thin air. You learned about those excuses from somebody else. I'm not here to challenge you and your excuses. That's not the purpose of this conversation. The truth is, if you're already attached and tethered to them and made up your mind that they're valid, nothing is going to change your mind. That's it. There's nothing more powerful than a made up mind. Now you can use that for you or against you. My intention here in this episode is to only show you something. You're going to decide what it is, but I'm going to unveil something that you might have overlooked or you might know is there, but you're using some of those excuses to not even look at it. And that's that program. And it's running the very sense-making system that was used to make these decisions on what is good and what is bad. You see, your sense-making machine has these excuses built into it. And remember, we're talking about moving from a jacuzzi experience to a pivotal one. So if you go through this episode and you get all excited and motivated but don't do anything, write down the excuses of why and just think about them for a little bit. Or we might say, what is right versus wrong? What you can do versus can't? These are those things. They show up like that. It's giving you these perceptions, that sense-making machine, of these rules of engagement in your goals and dreams. requirements, precursors, prerequisites. And that program, it's not yours. It was passed on to you by others. We've referenced them in earlier episodes, and we're going to go deep into that when I go over the next episode on program. Your MFTPSE, your mother, father, teacher, preacher, society, and evolution. Once again, arming and equipping you with some knowledge and some language that will not help you move forward unless you use it. For now, with regards to your current reality and belief system around things like willpower and motivation and the roles that they play in your life, I offer you a different look at them. To simply ask yourself this question, where did they come from? Where did those concepts come from? When you look at something that you desire and what is required to obtain it, then begin to second guess or contemplate whether or not you should or could go after it, simply become open and curious when that happens to the fact that the belief system that is generating those questions, controlled by your sense-making machine, and contemplations have been passed on to you by others. If you can see this, I congratulate you, and you can be very excited about the vast potential awaiting you in the future. Remember that oil tanker. You remember the oil tanker? These beliefs about motivation, willpower, even though you might be clear right now, you're in the jacuzzi right now, as well as many other beliefs, are wired into your make sense machine and not easily persuaded to change. It takes time, so be patient. Hey, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
The Make Sense podcast is sponsored by the Make Sense Academy, co-created by both myself, Mika, aka the chicken, and the dragon. The Make Sense Academy is a live, interactive community where like-minded, solution-focused, curious seekers of expansion gather daily in a mastermind setting with both Chicken and Dragon, where they have access to premium content, online courses, and powerful collaboration and networking, all for $24 a month. The Make Sense Academy and its members are solely responsible for funding the Make Sense podcast. So feel free to reach out to us at www.riseupwithdragon.com and check out the Make Sense Academy, risk-free, with a money-back guarantee. Now, back to the Make Sense podcast.
Here's a few simple practices to begin the process of reclaiming control of your goals, dreams, and reality. These practices are not effective by simply knowing about them. Once again, just learning about these practices is another example of the jacuzzi. You might even take notes and walk around saying, look, I have the answers, right? These practices are only effective if you actually put them into play. They must be practiced until they begin to show signs of opening up new alternative beliefs and unveil different possibilities and outcomes for your future potential. So there's three of them. So the first, just say, huh. It's spelled H-M-M-M. Huh. When you find yourself contemplating yourself in evaluation of your willpower or motivation, just say, huh. So catch yourself in that contemplation and say, huh. You're saying it to yourself or to your mind. You know, in Buddhism, they refer to all these, you know, thousands and thousands of thoughts that are processing every day in our minds. And they say thinking, that's their way of observing their brain doing its job and just thinking rather than participating in it. Just say, huh. Not to the thing that you're evaluating, but to the very act of generating those concepts of your motivation and belief. Do it to yourself. Remember that idea that we spoke about in the beginning of this podcast series, brain awareness perception. Two, focus or refocus or bring to light your North Star. Very often when we feel stuck and we begin contemplating our willpower, motivation, and belief, it's a side effect and a symptom of simply forgetting where you're going and why. When you feel lost and confused, simply look up at the sky and find the North Star and you'll find your way back home to your goals and your dreams. So a lot of people talk about the North Star. What I'm referring to is what you want and why and all the value. We'll get into that deeper, but your North Star, and then we refer to it as North Star because it'll help you find your way home. If you can see the North Star, it'll help remind you why you have something that you want that's more important than why you don't want it. Your excuses. If you can look up and you can see your North Star, it's going to remind you of what you want and why, and more importantly, remind you why you've decided to go after something that's more important than your excuses. Three, practice patience. A few words missing from most people's 2024 goals are patience, agility, awareness. See, a lot of people are setting their goals with this assumption, and this is based on the jacuzzi experience of the moment that they set those goals. They set those goals with this assumption that that's all they needed to do. You know, read the Book of the Secret, and you know, all you have to do is will it into place, right? That's not the way it works. There has to be action connected to it. Again, a side effect of our programmed mind are things like entitlement, impatience, and frustration. They're built into the system. They easily trigger a contingency plan again to abort and move into a different direction. Once the contingency plan is set forth, our program begins to validate the decision to abort with excuses that demonstrate the concepts of things like self-belief, motivation, willpower, being precursors to following through. Saying, huh, when that stuff is happening, that was the first step, and pausing your program mind, just saying, hold on a second, let me just get a look at this. Let's take a look under the hood. It's going to help you practice patience. Remember, truly doing the work that we're talking about can be extremely exhausting at first, not to mention frustrating, as there are not too many wins associated with it at first, at least the wins that you're hoping to find. Making sense of these distinctions can easily be washed away by your programmed mind and sense-making machine as a waste of time. That's something that will come up quite a bit. This is a waste of time. Fuck it. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere. And that's only if you're not ready. Once again, typically associated with losing sight of your North Star. So perhaps showing up as you telling yourself something like, fuck it. We only live once, and I don't want to spend my time struggling to move this mountain ahead. I want to enjoy my life, etc. My response to you would be the same. Huh. Interesting. See, it's funny. When I deal with my clients or coaches that I've taught this stuff to, very easily they slip into that unconscious pattern where they fall prey to excuses. And rather than saying, oh, there you go again, I just go, huh. And I practice it myself because I'm just perceiving something, right? I mean, I'm human just like them. But when they hear me say, huh, it makes them go, huh. It's a game. It's really fun. If that's going on in your mind right now or later, it's totally normal and you can feel better knowing that most people will do the same thing. Funny how we feel better when we find out everybody's fucking up. But right after you feel better, because you're not the only one, ask yourself why only a few individuals sit atop that mount at that little table called success, fulfillment, and happiness. Why such a small group of people? Then look at your statement of, fuck this, and see why that is. They look at it differently. They might say, fuck this, but they keep going. How do they do it? Typically because they know what it's worth. It's a game called drifting and shifting. That's what I call it. It's a funny game. Drifting refers to the act of unconsciously falling back into your regularly scheduled program. You don't even know you're doing it. You don't know you're drifting until you recognize it. The one that isn't advancing you towards your desired state. Remember, it's not your fault. You are wired to do this. But if you can learn to simply place a pause on that idea of not following through and retreating to the comfortable place called the known by inserting that, huh, and allowing yourself to look at the idea you have from a place of logic and rationale, you'll catch yourself drifting again. You see, the goal would be to just catch yourself drifting. A lot of people will feel shame associated with saying, oh, fuck, I'm drifting again. You see, drifting is not the problem. Drifting off course is an absolutely normal human behavior. And the people sitting atop the mountain at the small table full of happiness, fulfillment, and success, they drift most of their lives as well. Totally normal. Life gets sticky when you are unconsciously drifting. So catching yourself drifting is where the massive win is, as it becomes the fertile ground and launch pad to shifting. That's the game of drifting and shifting. Not only shifting back on course, but shifting into a more conscious version of yourself. That's a big part of shifting, is recognizing you're drifting and saying, this is not what I want. I'm going to get back on course. Find that North Star that can remember things like the lesson that you heard on motivation, self-belief, and timing, and how those things are not factors of your success. It takes what I call praction. Praction is a combination of the word practice and action. It's the state of practicing being in action. And here's what you got to know about this if you want to start playing in this arena. You're not going to be good at it at first. You may find yourself drifting more than shifting. I sure do. But keep at it. It never gets easy, but it does get easier. Be well, my friends, and remember this. If you learned something today, please consider giving it away. From the selfish standpoint, that's the only way it's going to stay. We hope that you consider paying forward this podcast to your contact sphere. Strike up conversations with them about the topics, and you'll find that it's when you teach that you learn twice. Have a great day.
Makes sense.